Welcome to Lanyapa News, feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. The Washtenaw Parish Public Library and the adult summer reading program River Reads winds down this week. Here to share on some closing events and thoughts on this season's read-along is Washtenaw Parish Public Library Director Robin Toms. Robin, good to see you.
Hi, good to see you. Good to be here.
Yeah, a lot of buzz surrounding this year's selection of Kelby Uchely's Bayou Diversity. What is some of the conversation you've heard about this year's book?
Well, of course, people are excited that, again, this year we have another local author and that it is a book that's, of course, about this area. And that's mostly what people have been talking about.
The read-along program, it aims for unique topics from year to year. In recent times, notable Louisiana women, a sports figure who's somewhat become an adopted son of the state in Drew Brees. And this year, a focus on flora and fauna of the state in our area. Tell us about that as far as topic and author. You know, is it more important about the topic, or are we seeing a transition to getting that local author and having that perspective from that person?
Well, of course, our committee of people on staff, and also we take input from the public. It's not necessarily our intention to pick a local author. It's just that we've been very blessed and fortunate to have local authors whose works lent themselves to being chosen.
That's one of the things I think is so unique about the River Reads program, not only getting to hear from a local author, but also things that are indigenous to the state in this area. Some of the conversation you hear from some of the folks about the interest in River Reads.
Yes. I know one of the things that has been tied in that people have been excited about is Black Bayou. Two of our programs that we had out there have generated interest, and people want to see us continue that. So, in fact, we have another program planned, a joint program with Black Bayou scheduled for the spring.
Should be interesting. And like you say, those partnerships being created through something like River Reads, just a unique opportunity. Well, getting ready to close things out for the season. It's been a great read-along. A special event coming up tomorrow with Kelby as the session wraps up. What's going to be taking place?
Yes, having a program with the author. I believe that's at our Louise Williams branch. And be wrapping up with that. And then on Saturday, we're finishing up. This is the third year of our Read Strong program. Anybody
Read
can,
Strong. What exactly
what
is
that? We came up with this about 3 years ago, and the little tagline is strong readers build strong communities. And of course, we always want to reinforce the message from the library that it is so important for individuals to be strong readers, mm-hmm. and not just to have the skills to read, but actually to practice that and read. And so what we try to do is draw in all ages, not just adults, but teens and children as well, into the libraries on Saturday between the hours of 11 and 1. We ask people to come in, have a seat in any one of our 10 branches, read anything that they would like to read, and then report to the desk there at each branch how many pages they read. And for 2013, we've set a goal of 13,000 pages read in 2 hours all across Washtenaw Parish.
Wow. What have we seen in that program in recent years? What kind of goals were set then?
Well, the first year we set a goal of 10,000 pages, and we actually read over 26,000 pages.
My goodness.
Last year in 2012, we upped our goal to 12,000 pages and read over 30,000 pages. So this year, 2013, we've set 13,000, and we expect, again, to meet and surpass that.
I was going to say, the way it sounds, Robin, we should be expecting around 34,000, 35,000 pages.
Hope so.
And like you say, that's from 11 to 1, so a two-hour window for folks to come by.
Correct.
I understand some refreshments going to be served up.
Right. If you come in and read, you get a free hot dog and a drink, and also you're be entered into a drawing for some prizes, and the big prize is an iPad mini.
Wow. It sounds like a great program coming up this Saturday. Something of note, those who have participated in the River Reads program and their participation in Read Strong, tell us about that.
Yes. We will count their pages double, and so they'll get entered into the drawing twice. So extra incentive there to come in and help us wrap things up.
Yeah. And the drawing that's going to be taking place, will that be held during the day on Saturday or?
It'll be the following week.
Okay. Well, that's going to be taking place on Saturday. And, of course, everyone looking forward to the fall and things that are going to be coming up. What programs, some of the events that lie ahead for the library coming up this fall?
Well, of course, every October, the last Saturday in October, we always have our big pumpkin bash. We've done that for about 30 years now, and it's just like a big fall festival or carnival where families can come, bring their children. Each branch sets up a tent and has different carnival games. We bring in some entertainment, and it's just a fun day for the whole family.
Going to be looking forward to that. And if someone has perhaps missed out on River Reads, I'm sure that there are copies of Bayou Diversity available, and folks could even come by this Saturday, I'm sure, and pick up and kind of get started.
Absolutely. Our friends of the library has been selling copies of the book, and so that we'll have some copies on hand if someone would like to purchase one. Yeah.
Any thoughts, any plans as to next year's River Reads? What might lie ahead?
I don't want to say too much because we don't have it all worked out yet, but we're hoping for something even bigger.
Yeah. If someone would like to find out more information, Robin, about the River Reads program, Read Strong coming up this Saturday, or other programs coming up this fall, how could they do so?
Well, they can call the library, 318-327-1490. They can go to our website, which is www.oplib.org, or they can like us on Facebook, and we always are posting information daily on our Facebook page.
Great season of River Reads with Bayou Diversity from author Kelby Uchley and the Ouachita Parish Public Library. Director is Robin Tops. Robin, thanks again for joining us.
Well, thank you, and we thank KDM for your support of River Reads.
You can hear this and other Landia podcasts by visiting The Listening Room online at kedm.org.